Philadelphia is again facing repercussions after President Trump signed a new executive order targeting sanctuary cities, those that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. WHYY politics reporter Carmen Russell-Slichansky has more.
The move by the White House threatens billions in federal funding, but legal experts believe the administration may be overstepping. Temple Law professor Jennifer Lee says the Constitution puts limits on what the federal government can demand of cities.
The federal government can't coerce states and localities to do the federal government's job. You know, they can't just cut all this funding from states and localities because they don't like what they're doing and trying to make them do something else.
Some local Republicans also oppose Trump's plan. Republican ward leader Mark Umansky, the son of immigrants, says that he opposes, quote, policies that reward jumping ahead of the line, but calls punishing the city by withholding federal funds the wrong approach. Carmen Russell-Slichansky, WHYY News.